In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Good morning, everyone. How are you holding up with the change of time? Looks like some of us, I know, we feel a little bit sleepy. It's okay, we'll push through, and there'll be a special blessing in this liturgy. We always like the fall because you get an extra hour. We lost an hour. It's okay. We'll still enjoy the worship today. I'll start with a story today. There was a story of a new lawyer that was his first time on the job, and he got a new job and a new company, and he's got his new office, and this lawyer was so excited. He wanted to make a good first impression. So he's in his new office, and the client, his first client, walks in the door. So he said, as the client, he saw the client coming through, so he picked up the phone and wanted to show he was busy. So he picks up the phone, there's no one on the phone. He picks up the phone and starts talking about, hey, you know, we'll get this deal, there's $3 million here. And he was just talking a lot of lawyer jargon. And the client was coming in, and the client sat down, and he wanted to kind of show off to the client. And then he said, oh, let me call you back later. He's not talking to anybody. He hangs up and he says, hey, how can I help you? So his first client said, I'm actually here to set up your phone. It's not working. Let me set up your phone and fix your phone. And he wasn't a client. He was the phone company guy, and he came in. What's the point of this story? The point of the story is we can't fake it. We can't fake it. And we're in a journey that starts tomorrow, and we can't fake it. There's a beautiful, beautiful journey of a fasting journey of Lenten that starts tomorrow, the Lenten journey. And I promise you, it's so easy to fake this journey. And what do I mean by fake the journey? I mean change the food diet here, a couple prayers here. Let me try to turn off this gadget here. Let me make these deals with God. And you can't really fake this journey. It has to be done with a special way. And I'm going to explain that in a second. And when it comes to this journey today, the reading of Matthew 6 talks about three main pillars. We always talk about it, but just for a quiz sake, just to make sure to see if you're there, there's three main pillars. If you know it and you're one of those guys who always answers the question, maybe don't answer the question, but leave it for the other students in the class here today. What are the three main pillars of the Lenten journey based on Matthew 6? It's what, and what? It's
prayer,
fasting,
and
almsgiving. So prayer, fasting, almsgiving. Which one of those that you guys, most of us, are not looking forward to during this coming season? There's prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Which one usually we all kind of get grumbled about? Or fasting. Fasting. So that's the one I'm going to talk to you about today. I'm going to talk to you about the one you don't want to talk about. I'm going to talk to you about the one that no one wants to talk about. Look, all of us are in the same condition. We all struggle to fast. It's too long. It's too hard. I have to give up these foods and these things. It's uncomfortable. It's how many days? 55 days, which is imagine 55 days of all that. Usually what we say is, the first week is what? First week is preparation week. Let me ease into the fast. I mean, I think we're focusing on the wrong thing. Some people would say, I'm going to fast in my own way. I'm going to give up this. I'm going to give up this. And I don't have a problem with that. But I want you to see the true spirit of fasting. But we're all going to have to turn to an Old Testament book in the Bible called Joel. You ever heard of Joel? Let's turn to Joel chapter 2. This is the spirit of fasting. If you have your Bibles, please turn with me. Because this is the one that I want to tell you, we're not going to fake this fast. No more faking. We're going to make it real, 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 real for each other. So we're going to go to Joel chapter 2, verse 12. And I want you to pay attention. And by the way, this is a time when the people were really hurting and struggling and sinful, and the place was in devastation. And Joel was not a very encouraging book in the Bible because it showed the condition of the people of God was really, really bad. But look what God does in the middle of all that. Joel chapter 2, verse 12. Follow with me, please. Now, therefore, says the Lord. I want you to pay attention. What is this fasting really about? Now, therefore, says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. So rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness. And he relents from doing harm. Who knows if he will turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Verse 15, blow the trumpet in Zion. Pay attention here. Consecrate a fast. Consecrate what? Consecrate a fast. Call a sacred assembly. Gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. What is this fasting all about? What does God want from this fasting? When you're not eating that food, what is it that he wants? To make you suffer? For you to be a vegan? Only no dairy, no meat? Is that what his goal is? God, no, you're going to suffer. What is God's goal based on Joel chapter 2 here? He wants what? Look at it again. What does he want? He does want fasting. He mentions it. He said consecrate a fast. But what is he? What kind of fast does he want? What do you think? What do you think? Anybody got anything? Yeah. Look at it. I mean, it says, turn to me with all your, say it together, heart. Because we're tired, we got to say it together. Turn to me with all your heart. And then verse 13, rend your heart. Okay, we're doing okay. And not your garments. What does garments mean? You know what he's saying? God is saying to every one of us, I don't care about the outside. I don't care that you came and said, I'm fasting, and I gave up those things. He cares on the inside. This fast has really a little to do about the outside things you do, but the inside. Fasting is turning to him with all your heart. But that's not the first thing you think about. When I say it's time to fast, today is the day before the fast. Let me eat every single thing possible. All of us do it, including me. Let's find anything possible to eat. But that's not the spirit of the church. Church has nothing to do with that. It's the spirit of, I will be in physical hunger to remind myself of my hunger for who? For God. So when you stop eating certain foods, yes, that's good, but that's not the end goal. The goal is, I will stop eating these foods because I hunger for God. I want to have my heart towards God. This 55 days is us and God. My heart cleaned and back to God. That's the fast. That's the fast it says in Joel. That's the fast if you look in Isaiah 58, same thing. It's not about only the physical hunger, but it's when you're hungry for a certain food and your stomach is growling, you're reminded that you hunger and you should hunger for him. That's why in Matthew 4:4, we're going to read it. I think it's next week. It says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. What does that mean? We always hear that. Man shall not live by bread alone. Okay? That means that we're not here just for the food. It's fasting. It's not about the food. It's about the word of God. It's about God himself. The goal of this fast, actually, 1% food. Then you're probably thinking, okay, why do I have to fast then? Because that 1% is to lead us to the 99%. That 1% when I'm kind of uncomfortable and say I'm denying myself of these foods is helping me to say I'm hungering for this other food, but I'm really hungering for him. So fasting, just to be on the same page with you, is not a detox. It's not just to lose weight. People say, no, intermittent fasting, I'm going to start. I mean, that's good. These are all good things. I'm not saying don't enjoy the intermittent fasting and the fasting from whatever. It's not that. That's not the goal. The goal is Christ. The goal is him. My heart to him. This journey should be of me and him. It's not about checking ingredients all the time. Come on, guys. We know what's fasting, what's not fasting. Don't be checking ingredients. Don't try to capture the friend that's eating certain things. It's not about that. I'm saying you should fast the right way, but it's not about, the goal isn't catching someone in inspecting ingredients. That's not it. But fasting is a deeper, listen to me, it's a deeper communion with God. It's a deeper relationship with God. This season is that. So if that's your target, then all these things, fasting, prayer, almsgiving, all three are working together for that. The goal is not fasting, and the goal is not prayer, and the goal is not giving and writing a check and saying, no, those are not the goal. Those lead me to Christ, my heart to you. He said, give me your heart. That's what he says in Joel. So yes, we're going to be reminded that food dominates us. It's true. Why we fast is we remember, all of us love food. Some of us, more than others, really love food. And it has dominion and it has control over a lot of us. So we're reminded, when you think about that control, say, God, I don't want control from the food or from that item or that thing I drink or that thing I eat. I want to be under your control. I want you, God, you're in control. See how it works? So the fasting reminds you that you're weak and I'm weak and that those things have a lot of power over us that we want to eat and drink. But then you remember, you turn to God. God, I want you to have authority over me. I want you to have control over me. And all things are in your hands. You know what it really does? It reminds us that God, you sustain me. You provide for me. I can't live without you. I need you. That's really what it's all about. So I want you to experience fasting in a different way starting tomorrow. It's about me and you hungering for Him. Heart for Him. I was reading a story about the certain penguins called Emperor Penguins. Let me tell you about the Emperor Penguins. You didn't hear about the Emperor Penguins, maybe you heard about. They have a special way to incubate their eggs. They don't eat for 4 months straight. That's like 115 days of fasting out of their love for the baby penguin that's going to be born or be hatched. That's 115 days of fasting. Now, I'm talking about no food. The penguin, the emperor penguin. Why do they do it? They do it out of love. So what I want you to do is, I want you to fast different. I want you to fast out of love. Not out of bitterness. Ah, can't eat this, can't eat that, can't eat that. We got the wrong focus. Every time you focus on that, whatever we're eating, it's the law. So when I fast, say, it's out of my love for you. I love you, God. See, the center of everything we do should be Him. If it's not, we miss the whole thing. I hunger for you. I love you. My heart is for you. That's a true fast. When I was saying earlier the story about the lawyer, you can't fake it. You can't fake this fast. Oh, I stopped eating this. I washed, this, and I stopped doing. It's not what it's about. It's about the love for Him. Those penguins, they spent 115 days. No food. Out of love. So we're going to spend 55 eating food, certain foods. And I think that will show us the true meaning of fasting. There's a priest from the 1960s, 1970s in Orthodox Church. His name is Father Alexander Smemimin. He said this, just to kind of mimic what we're saying today. He said this. He said, man is a hungry being, but he's hungry for God. Behind all the hunger of our life is God. All desire is finally a desire for Him. I love that. Name something that you desire. Anything. Think about it in your mind. Everyone, think about something you desire, that you want, that you say you need. At the end of that, that desire leads to who? It's really a desire for who? It's really a desire for God. Isn't that crazy? All desire and all hunger is rooted back to our hunger and desire for Him. I love that. We're hungry beings. He's right. Man is a hungry being. That's the beginning of his statement. We're all hungry beings, but all of our desires, all of our needs is ultimately, you know why we feel empty and lost? Because ultimately all those hunger desires lead back to Him. He's the one who fills and completes where our desire is so much. So I told you, what's the goal of this journey? We can't fake it, guys. Can't pretend. Can't go through the motions. It's not a vegan diet. It's not about food, really. Yes, there's a food component, but it's much more. It's much more. Yeah, some of you said you're going to give up this and give up that. And I encourage you to give up certain things, but that's not the goal. The reason you give up this and you give up this is because it's about this. It's about Him. Just keep that in mind in your Lenten journey. So I want you to do this. Back to the practical for all of us. I want you to sit with yourself and your family. And if needed, your Confession, Father, and make a plan for this Lenten journey. Because what happens in this Lenten journey, you know what really happens? And all of you say this to me. All of a sudden, you like that, and guess what? It's Holy Week. And what I want to tell you is, Holy Week is beautiful, but it's even more beautiful when you start the Lenten journey from tomorrow. Just listen to me, because one day we're going to be in LCC during Holy Week, and then I'm going to remind you, this journey didn't start there on Palm Sunday or Good Friday. Sorry, this starts tomorrow. And it's a journey all about Him. I hunger for Him. I rend my heart to Him. It's all about that. It's about this relationship. So I would say make a plan. Sit down. I'm going to send you a book today that in your WhatsApp. If you don't get WhatsApp from me, let me know. I'm going to send you a book called The Lenten Spring. It's a short chapter every day to read. Read it. We'll read it together. Also, I want to let you know that on the app, this morning you'll see something called Lent. There's so many beautiful books and resources for you and your family. So many. Please go there today. Sit down with your family today and make a plan with yourself. It's for all ages. Youth, kids, adults. In the app, there's a thing called Lent. Why am I telling you this? It's because I want you to do those things for one goal. God, I hunger for You. I need You. Channel all our energy to Him. The last quote I'll give you is this from St. Anthony. Our beloved St. Anthony said this: do not neglect the fast. Do not neglect the fast. Hold on. It constitutes an imitation of Christ and His way of life. He's saying, St. Anthony is one of our beloved Desert Fathers, the first monk, the one who in the 4th century led a revival for enlightened the people in the land of Egypt and in all the world. They considered him the father of all monks for the whole world. He's saying, now I'm saying this to you and he's saying this to you, do not neglect the fast. It's a way to have an imitation of Christ, to become like Him, to give your heart to Him. So that's all I want to say to you guys today is what a beautiful journey that starts tomorrow. And when you have an instinct and when you have a temptation to think about food and grumble about food, remember, it's all about Him. Hungering for Him. Heart for Him. Unity with Him. Communion with Him. That's what this journey is all about. Let's pray for that. Let's enjoy the rest of this liturgy and let's start this beautiful journey tomorrow together. And glory be to God forever. Amen.